It's 8:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs. The family of the second victim of the Evergreen High School shooting is speaking out. CPR's Rachel Estabrook has more on what they said.
The family says he's 14 years old and that he confronted the shooter along with a friend to help other people escape. The boy was shot at close range and was able to get help from an EMT or firefighter at a recreation center nearby. The 14-year-old is still in the hospital 2 weeks after the shooting. His family says in a statement he's been asking about classmates and friends, and they say the road ahead for our beloved son and family will be long and complicated. His and our wish is that real change will come from it finally. Rachel Estabrook, CPR News.
A measles hotspot in western Colorado has cooled. CPR's Tom Hess reports that Mesa County has not observed a new case in weeks.
After reaching 7 measles cases earlier this month, Mesa County is finally ready to scale down its response. The county says the disease has been successfully contained by public health efforts. The emergency operations response to the outbreak was active for more than a month. Colorado as a whole has logged more than 24 cases of measles so far this year, a big jump compared to past years. In Grand Junction, I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
The Clear Creek County Sheriff Matt Harris is leaving for another job in law enforcement. Harris was appointed to the position in 2023. He replaced Rick Albers, who retired in the fallout of the Christian Glass shooting death. He's expected to leave office by the end of October. An undersheriff will carry out the rest of Harris's term through 2026. And nearly 80 animals were seized from a Brighton home late Wednesday as part of an animal cruelty investigation. State Agriculture Department and Adams County Sheriff's deputies executed a search warrant at the home. Snakes, sugar gliders, a hedgehog, mice, and rats were removed and placed in the care of Riverdale Animal Shelter. This is CPR.